Grand Laker Canoe. This shortened version of a Grand Laker canoe is very popular on the Big Lakes in Maine. It was built by architect Victor Trodella of Yarmouth. It is 16.8242, 6.8243, long, 42.8243, at the beam, and is equipped with a 2-horsepower Honda outboard, oars and oarlocks, and of course, paddles. Trodella says, "8220. West system gave me fabulous results and number 8230, again. Thanks for your advice. And #8221, winter project. Robert L. Yom of Frankfurt, Ontario, built these 4 boats as winter projects over 4 years using mountain boat plans and supplies on all 4. The boats are the 16.8242 Prospector, the 15.8242 Bob and number 8217. S Special, the 16.8242 Bob and number 8217. S Special and the 17.8242 Endeavor Kayak. All boats were stripped with Western red cedar and sash gunnels and seats, with walnut decks. Yong used West System 105 epoxy resin and 207 special clear hardener with 6 ounces. Fiberglass cloth on the exterior and interior. Super Light Cutter. Wooden Boathouse is introducing its new touring kayak, the Super Light Cutter 14.8242. It weighs just 24 lb. The hull is cold molded in 2 halves using West System epoxy. The halves are 3 layers of diagonal veneer between 6 ounces, glass vacuum laminated over forms. The 2 halves are joined with 610 and glass tape. Stephen Hirsch is the designer and builder. Contact the Wooden Boathouse, Delian Springs, Florida, 484-336-8006. And NBSP. And NBSP. St. Column and number 8217. S Episcopal Church doors. These doors grace the entry of St. Column and number 8217, S Episcopal Church in Ridgeland, Mississippi. They were built by Fletcher Cox using West System epoxy. The surface veneers of 1/8 and #8243 red oak were bonded to a core of 2 piles of 1 and #8243 trisil, using vacuum bagging to clamp the laminate. High performance wood composite. We received an email from Eric McNichol, a naval architect and owner of Velox Design is Chelsea, Quebec. And #8220. I was really excited to read this article in the latest issue of Epoxyworks about wood and bamboo used in what is commonly thought to be the exclusive domain of exotic materials. Excited because I am also pursuing the development of similar applications. High-performance wood composite foils and bamboo masts. Attached are a few pictures of AL-14 daggerboard I recently made. Its core is between strips of Tonkin bamboo. The whole thing is skinned over with birch veneer, no glass, and has a leading edge of red oak for impact resistance. It weighs 10 lb, and dimensions are 5.8242, 4.8243. X10.8243 by 1 3/16 and #8243. As you can see in the picture, it is very stiff. Most L14 boards cannot be used to write the boat. I hope this is of interest to your publication, which I really enjoy. And #8221. Eric McNichol, Velox Design. Stone Table Top. This table is the work of David Cumming of Toronto, Ontario. He tells us, and #8220. I used 610 adhesive mixed in a cup with color to glue the stone pieces on the top of the table together and as a filler for any gaps. I then used the 610 with the static mixer to glue the stone top to the wood base. Expensive, but a lot more controllable and a lot less mess. A good product, thought you and number 8217. D like to see a photo. I and number 8217. M using installed light as part of the artwork. And #8221. Rifle stocks made from scratch. Dickie Saltonstall of Rockport, Main sent these photos of rifle stock that he scratch built with West System epoxy and fillers. He says, and #8220. So far West System epoxy has performed really well. The Kevlar above and carbon fiber below stocks are very light and stable. And #8221. A prolific builder, Dickie sent photos of his Blackfly ice boats that appeared in Epoxyworks 31. Paul Gartside designed sailing dinghy. This Paul Gartside designed sailing dinghy was built by Daniel Fry of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The hull is constructed of 9/16 and #8243. X and #8220. 7/8 and #8243. Western red cedar strips with 6 ounces. Glass on both sides. It is trimmed with Spanish cedar. A big fan of small boats and West System epoxy, Fry has also built a 13 and #8242. 4 and #8221. Mark Bardo designed melonseed skiff and a 15 and #8242. Joel White catboat.